A British Airways flight has become the first to land at Heathrow since a fire at an electrical substation caused a major power outage and forced the airport to shut down. The jet touched down around 18 hours after the disruption began. Heathrow, Europe's biggest airport, had cancelled all flights for the day, but began a limited restart once power was restored. According to Flight Radar 24, over 1,300 flights were affected. Disruption is expected to continue for days as passengers rebook journeys and airlines reposition planes and crews. Heathrow Airport CEO Thomas Waldby says nothing like this has ever happened before.
This is unprecedented, and that's why I'm saying it has been a major incident. Of course, everybody has been shocked, but all our procedures have been working the way they should. I hope people appreciate that we do not close down the airport unless we have severe safety concerns. That's why we do it, and that's what has happened today. We have been working tirelessly to get the operation back into running, and that's what's now happening.